following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind. Working lighter, I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have Go to My PC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With Go to My PC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to My PC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a happy, hot Friday morning to you from the studios of 1460 AM ESPN Radio. Greg Shea, along with Spencer Schubert, and people are in their cars right now. They're at their desk, along with engineer Jeff Babel, saying, what? Greg Shea, Spencer Schubert, what's going on here? This is the Doug and Daddy Show, for crying out loud.
The sweet vocals are gone for a while.
Gone for a while. Doug is out for the weekend, does not return until Tuesday. So you have to put up with me for today and Monday. Spencer is going to co-host with me today. And, of course, Spencer, part of the sports team at NTV here in the Tri-Cities. Spencer, good morning on this Friday. And what I thought this was such a great idea when Doug reached out to me on Tuesday, and I said, yep, absolutely. And then I think yesterday it hit me. When I started thinking about preparing, I felt like I was back in school cramming for a test, because as a sports junkie, and I think of myself as a sports junkie. I work in sports. You work in sports. Mm-hmm. But there's so much material that I found myself not sure of where to even start.
And this is the summer. That's what's scary. Try doing this thing in football season or during the NBA playoffs. But it's one of those things, Greg, where you enjoy it, A, because you're in air conditioning right now. This is one of the most famed hot boxes in all of Kearney. But you go outside, and it's a different story. So it's good to be in here and ready to talk some All-Star baseball, ready to talk with Doug Koster, who's running around like crazy right now. Plenty more, even some Husker recruiting.
We've got a full show. So believe it or not, we're able to put our heads together here and come up with hopefully somehow what's going to be entertaining, somehow entertaining, informative, we hope. But most of all, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be with you this hour. Here's what we're going to talk about right after the break. Is, as Spencer mentioned, Doug Koster, you know the name, and what he's done with this Mr. Basketball, Miss Basketball. We'll find out the latest. Of course, another edition taking place on the campus of UNK and also over at Kearney Catholic High School, I believe. Mm-hmm. We'll spend some time on the phone with him. Later in the first half hour, Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com is going to be with us, all things Husker recruiting, including a big signing earlier this week. And then in the second half hour, I guess you would have to expect in my day job.
You have to.
There's a hockey team, and I've asked the head coach and general manager, Josh Howgie, to stop by. He's going to come visit with us to talk about what's been going on in his life this summer and preparing for the fall camp, which will open after Labor Day. And then there's, as Spencer mentioned, there's a whole lot of other stuff going on in what has been, I thought it was a slow sports weekend, but there's a lot of national stuff, including NBA free agency. You already mentioned the MLB Major League All-Star Game is coming up on Tuesday, and there's some great storylines in the first half of the season. We're going to do all that and more. We'll get it started with Doug Koster when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN 1460.
Whoa, it's one of those storm tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want. The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Out here, we know that most luck comes from hard work, goals, and sticking to it. We live in a place where great ideas meet great passion. And a hard day's work isn't just for some days, it's every day. Where the people support business and agriculture, and business and agriculture support the people. Creating a culture where anything is possible. That's why we're proud to have been born and raised here in Nebraska. By the Lake State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
State Farm Home Run Derby, Monday on ESPN, ESPN Radio, and ESPNRadio.com.
Heat advisory continues today. Sunny, hot, 102, a bit cooler this weekend. Highs in the 80s, maybe a scattered storm or two. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Willenhouse. Right now, 86.
Busy sports weekend in our little fair city of Kearney and the Tri-Cities, of course. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on a Friday. Greg Shea, Spencer Schubert in for the missing Doug Duda. He's the one and only. He'll be back Tuesday. And, of course, yesterday I said to Doug, I go, we still call it the Doug and Daddy Show, even though even though Big Daddy did his last show last week, and he said, yes, we do. So big shoes to fill, and more ways than one.
Absolutely.
and we'll do our best over the next hour. We're going to get things started, though. Something that and we were off air just discussing Mr. Basketball and the evolution of Mr. Basketball, and it's truly amazing to me. Not amazing in the fact that the guy running it is amazing in himself, but anything that goes for as long as this is gone, you just go, wow. And it gets bigger, it gets broader, and Doug Koster started this thing, Spencer told me, 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the phone with us. Doug, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Do you know how old that makes me feel, Doug?
Yeah, both of us.
Not many, probably nobody knows this, but I told Spencer way back in the day, I tried my hand at calling play-by-play, and you were a high school basketball star at Kearney High School, and I was calling the games on radio. So that tells you a little bit about how long I've known about Doug Koster. And then I remember our discussions when you were doing an internship, I believe, with the Indiana Pacers way back when.
Yeah, your days in the CBA working with, at the time when you were with the Omaha Racers and stuff, and I was doing my internship with the Indiana Pacers and trying to plan a career after college and stuff, and looking for something CBA or NBA team, and you were my connection there.
Well, I'm truly marvel at everything you've accomplished, and it's amazing. And it, you know, where you've grown this thing, and all the different angles and all the different tournaments, and the thing that I know from a standpoint of the economic impact that what you do in the tournaments that you bring to town, what that does for our community. So thank you for all that you've accomplished, all that you've done, and let's jump into it. What can people expect this weekend? You've got how many teams, and where? What, just kind of give us the overview.
Yep, we've got 64 teams from 10 states. This weekend we have there's 48 high school boys teams. We have two divisions there, and then we have actually have our 9th and 10th grade girls tournament at the same time. So we have with 16 teams, so that gives us 64 teams this weekend. And then turn around next week, and we'll have 64 high school girls teams next week for the Miss Basketball Showcase. So teams start arriving Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Most of them about as well, 10-state region. We got a couple of teams from as far as Alaska, Texas, Oklahoma, all through the Midwest, Wisconsin, and most of those families obviously spending 3, 4, 5 nights in town, and obviously people, you know, hitting the mall and downtown and the restaurants. Actually went down at a function for some of the staff and college coaches last night, and went into one location. There were six teams there eating. So definitely has an impact on the local economy and stuff. And you mentioned it's probably one of those things. When we started 20 years ago, it was the Health and Sports Center. It just opened, and Paul Eunice was obviously getting started, and a couple other sponsors and stuff. But just great facilities here, and just size of community that when people were here, they enjoyed their stay, and a lot of those little things that just all tied together and stuff have given us a chance to be successful, and people like coming back.
Doug, you've brought up a couple of the team names: Alaska Ice, Wisconsin Blizzard Kellett, teams from Minnesota, Ohio. What are you doing to find a way to branch out all the way to Alaska? I know I've never been out there, but somehow Mr. Basketball is getting a name out there.
Yeah, our website and stuff, and they contacted us about, I don't remember if it was one of our tournaments. I think they actually originally contacted me about our tournament up in Mankato that was played 2 weeks ago, and just said, hey, well, you know, they come down and they travel, you know, they make a month-long trip all the way through the United States, and I just said, well, you know, your first 3 weeks could be in Mankato, Sioux Falls, and Kearney, and that's the way it worked out. And then they're leaving Kearney to go to Las Vegas and then California, and kind of an interesting deal. The newspaper up in Sioux Falls last week had an article on their girls team, and all their girls had to fly to Anchorage from their communities. They couldn't drive. None of them could drive to Anchorage to be able to fly from there down to Mankato for that tournament, you know, to get their trip started. So there are a lot of remote villages and just the different hoops people have to drive through and the sacrifices. We're a little lucky maybe to live right on I-80 and be able to get to anywhere.
And, Doug, I'm sitting across right now from a very busy man in Greg Shea, but I don't think he can even hold a torch to what you're going through right now in terms of these two tournaments in these 2 weeks. Talk about your daily routine here as you have 64 teams from all over the country here in Kearney.
Well, I mean, to be honest, my job's probably done when the tournament starts. If, my work is from that, you know, starting 2 weeks from now to start working for next year with the motel contracts and sponsors and facilities. And we've got a crew of about 90 different people that are working this weekend and next week. And those are not volunteers. The newspaper the other night said a lot of volunteers, but they're all paid staff. We have referees that come in from Omaha, Lincoln, Columbus, Norfolk. I mean, guys that work the state tournament stuff, a lot of good officials that come in and work. And then we hire a lot of high school athletes and students to that run the score clock and work at the admissions table and stuff like that. So take the large crew on game day that those people that we're fortunate to have a group of people that's a lot of experience and, you know, and with having 8 tournaments during the course of the year in town, those people, you know, have a lot of experience of doing it. I mean, it's not like we get together and do it once a year. A lot of those people work each tournament throughout the winter or during the summer, and just makes things go smooth.
And, Doug, one last question I wanted to bring up to you is I did a TV interview with you earlier this week, and I was not able to get this story on, so I want to give you the time now to tell this story about one Kearneyite that many might know that kind of got his roots from this tournament and how powerful this tournament can truly be locally. I think you know what I'm talking about. I'll let you take the floor here.
Oh, yeah, well, what a kind of neat story, you know, when you've done it 20 years and you hear stories about kids that, you know, that have played in the tournament, go certain places, different things like that and stuff. But, you know, just the impact that some can have is, many would know Eric Mandernack, who played at UNK and is a teacher now in Kearney High School and stuff, and a good friend. And he played in the tournament, and it was one of the early kids in the early 90s, mid, like 95, 96, somewhere probably there. You know, it was one of the first kids that signed with UNK that had played in the tournament, and just in the hub in his comments that he was a Lamar's Iowa kid, that he probably wouldn't have even come to Kearney for a visit if he hadn't played in the tournament. Just, you know, probably would have gone to an Iowa or Minnesota school, and he had been in Kearney for 4 days and liked the town and stuff. And so he came back for a visit, ended up playing college here, goes to school here, and gets married and has 4 kids, and he's a teacher and a coach now at the high school. And so it's kind of a neat deal, you know, one of those little neat stories that just kind of a side thing that, how the tournament can change somebody's life, I guess, in, you know, some way.
That's a great story, Doug. Before we let you go, kind of tell people what to expect this weekend. I know you typically have an all-star game. There's some things that just the general public might really enjoy coming out before the weekend wraps, if you can tell us what we might look forward to.
Yep. Today, teams are finishing pool play today, and then they'll be seated in the brackets for tournament play. Starts on Saturday, and then Sunday, we work our way through the brackets and stuff, and then Sunday night at 6:00, we have the Kearney Senior All-Star Game, which is 20 of the top kids, I guess, that were seniors this last season, kind of the Kearney Hellball region teams, basically those top kids that have graduated. They play at 6:00, and then right after that, then we have the championship game of the boys tournament, and so usually draw a nice crowd of people that come out to watch the All-Star Game and then the championship game of the tournament.
Doug, excellent. We know you're busy. We appreciate you stepping aside and spending a few minutes with us. Best of luck throughout the weekend, and just keep up the great work that you do.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Doug Koster with Mr. Basketball. Of course, the Invitational 21st annual.
It's amazing.
Amazing. And boy, do I feel a lot older now. Jeff, we're going to step aside for a minute, then we're going to come back. We got to do some things that pay the bills, and Jeff's going to take that. And then coming up after that, we're going to be joining Brian Munson from HuskerOnline.com, and we'll get the latest on the Husker recruit, this young newbie kid who just signed, Monday or Tuesday. So yeah, we'll have the latest on that.
Well, it is grilling season, and at Troutman's, they have all your grilling needs covered. They've got steaks, burgers, seasonings, and more. Plus, they've got fresh smoked sausage always there. Have you tried their fresh frozen seafood at Troutman's yet?
I have not.
Well, you should.
If you see me, I'm not a seafood guy.
Seafood's delicious, though.
They've got eat it all, so, you know. True. But I do know that's the place to go.
It is. Certified Angus beef, quality steaks, age a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. At Troutman's, the service is friendly and personal. There's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase. That's Troutman's Quality Meats, right across the street from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney, Nebraska.
Right down the street from the studio. So
I might need to get me some seafood. We might need to change my lifestyle right now.
We're going to go into the break. We'll be back. And Brian Munson from Husker Online will be up next.
Celebrate the holiday weekend with Lowe's. Get gardening with colorful perennials, 3 for just $10. Plus, check out Whirlpool 4-door refrigerator with $2,499. Now just $1,999 for a savings of $500. Plus, get additional 10% off all major appliances, $299 or more. And take advantage of 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through July 8th. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offers. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Heat advisory continues today. Sunny, hot, 102, a bit cooler this weekend. Highs in the 80s, maybe a scattered storm or two. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Woolenhaus. Right now, 88.
Back in the Doug and Daddy Show, and a big welcome to all those visitors in town that we talked about, Spencer, just a little bit ago with Mr. Basketball, of course, going on this weekend. Lots and lots of people throughout the community. So if you've tuned in, welcome. Enjoy yourselves. I understand that the heat is going to lift maybe a little bit after today.
A little bit, which as a weekend sports anchor, I will take, because I'm going to be out running around at all these Mr. Basketball games, Legion basketball games. Kearney runs a big Legion baseball tournament starting up today, and it's going to be a nice weekend to see. It's in the 80s. That 80s is cool this time here in Nebraska, and never turn that down.
Carrying that equipment can be a little. Don't let them see a sweat, Spencer. Don't let them see a sweat. So, this is the TNL Husker Recruiting Report. It is brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. I feel like I've heard this time after time, and it's always been big.
Now you're reading it.
Daddy Tony Davis reading it, and we're going to be joined in just a second here by Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com. Brian is stationed down in Texas, and he's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, we're just trying to, we're great, and we're just trying not to set radio back about 20 years. You're working with a couple of pinch hitters here, and Spencer Schubert with our ABC affiliate NTV in the market, and I'm Greg Shea, and we're delighted to have you on board with us this morning. Tell us the latest. Marcus Newby is the talk of the state, 6'1", 207-pound linebacker from Maryland out of Quince, Orchard High School. So tell us how great a commit this is.
But Marcus Newby is only a three-star recruit, according to Scott.com and BigRedReport.com, where I write on. But I don't think you can really gauge Marcus Newby when you start looking at his rankings, start looking at his stars, because he really is a guy that when you look at the list of offers that he was considering, he's got four-star offers. I mean, you start talking about Oklahoma, you start talking about Penn State, you start talking about South Carolina, Virginia, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, on and on and on. This guy had a ton of offers, and I think what really popped out to me when I watched his film is he is a wrecking ball. This guy is totally aggressive. He is everywhere on the football field. He'll run sideline to sideline. He shoots gaps with, you know, just as good as anybody else I've seen at the high school level. You know, the guy he really reminded me of, and I always have a tendency to go back and liken recruits back to former Nebraska football players, but when I watched Newby's film earlier on, even before he came in for Big Red Weekend, when I was really watching the guy, he really reminds me a lot on the field of Randy Stella. Really athletic, kind of guy that you could put potentially, you know, probably not a guy you could drop back to the safety position, but he's not far off athletically. But when you start figuring him in, you know, he plays Mike linebacker for Quince Orchard High School out in Gaithersburg, Maryland. You know, he plays Mike there. He's probably going to figure more into the Will spot. He's the kind of guy that you can see just being an absolute great replacement somewhere down the road for Levante David.
We're joined by Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com talking about Marcus Newby. And one of the things that, and we'll be the first, I shouldn't say we, Spencer, being a sports anchor, sports reporter, certainly covers the Huskers in great depth as a pinch hitting, doing this show today. I'm not going to take any credit for having much depth when it comes to recruiting, but the one thing I did look at last night in preparing for the show is you got three linebackers committed now, in Banderas, in Courtney Love, and now Newby. And I immediately saw that there was a quote from Josh Banderas talking about after this was announced that Newby was committed, that Banderas says, "I can play. I'll play wherever they want me to, linebacker wise. I know that that's going to be asking me." Do you see more linebackers coming for the Huskers before this is all said and done?
You know, I think that they were kind of pegging three for the year, but then following Big Red Weekend, which was June 15th, I believe, I think Nebraska was really still very well in the running for a couple. Now, you know, one was Marcus Newby, of course, and the other one was Darian Claiborne. Claiborne, coming from Louisiana, had gotten to know other Nebraska commit Christian Locatour through some various camps, and the two became friends. And it was one of the deals that when Locatour came up for Big Red Weekend, you know, he wanted to be up there because Darian Claiborne was coming up there, and he was trying to encourage Darian to follow the Lincoln. Now, Claiborne just came off the board in the past week or so and committed to A&M. It was really down in Nebraska A&M, but he committed to A&M. I think at this point, though, guys, I mean, when you start looking at this thing, I think you're really looking at the three this year. Plus, you had a great crop and a large quantity of linebackers you took last year. And I just even think Nebraska now has done the linebacker position. They can start moving on to other pressing needs, you know, particularly the quarterback position, which really heated up today. And I think also they have some pretty significant needs along the offensive line and the defensive line.
Brian, Spencer Schubert here with you. A question I want to ask you is, talk about the evolution of recruiting in college football in terms of the electronic side of thing, the social media side of thing. I mean, you with the Big Red Report, you have sites like HuskerOnline.com, you have Scout.com. This has become almost a beast of its own in terms of the stars, the five-star, the four-star. Obviously, Newby here is a three-star that has a lot of upside. Talk about just the evolution over just the last decade, if you could, a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it is really an evolving industry. This is an industry that started out, you know, probably sometime in the early 80s to maybe potentially the later part of the 70s when you start talking about guys like Tom Lemming and Alan Wallace. Now, you would literally have a phone number and call in, and he would just be sitting there talking to you on a recording, charging you so much money per minute to listen. You know, then it started getting into the publication side. And you know, I think the one thing that really turned me on to recruiting the most was picking up that Athlon magazine every year and reading about the scouting capsules of who Nebraska got and the other teams around the Big 8 and the Big 12 got. And that just kind of put this into perspective, that these were guys that were, you know, a couple, three, four, 5 years older than I was, that would go on to play Division I football. And I think also one of the things for me that really put it into perspective as well was playing high school football with Corey Schlesinger, playing high school football with Tim Carpenter, guys that went on to Lincoln and had success just down the road from where I was in Columbus, Nebraska. And I think that really put a stamp on it with me. But, I mean, beyond that, I think that the industry, it's not even just now about the ratings. It's about you got these guys now on Facebook that not just have their own profiles, but they have their own page, and they've got their own Twitter, and they're out there putting their own stuff up. And now you're talking about also bringing in big industry. Nike right now is on the West Coast, and they're hosting an event called The Opening, and they've got some of the nation's top talent out there, and they've got everybody, every media source out there covering this thing. I mean, I don't think we fully have put our hands around yet what recruiting and covering recruiting really is. But, I mean, it's one of those things that as a parent and as, you know, any advice of any other parent that's going to get recruited or have a son that's going to be recruited or a daughter, you know, get in touch with your son or your child about this and stay on top of it, because I think it's one of those things that just, it can be overwhelming.
Brian Munson, HuskerOnline.com, our guest, and speaking of Twitter, at Big Bread Brian is his Twitter handle if you want to follow him. A couple of more things before we let you go, Brian. You mentioned this event out in Oregon, and one of the commits on the Husker list, I believe, is among that group, right? The Locatour kid from down in Texas?
Yes.
And what, I mean, is this is a brand new event, you're saying?
Yeah, the opening is new, at least from my recollection and thinking back to it. But yeah, it's associated with Nike football. And Nike football has always had their combines, but the opening, to me, the actual event is actually new. I've never heard of it before this year. But I know they've had the Spark events, they've had the Nike combines, and they've done that on a national basis before.
And Brian, excuse me, I mean, just talk about this Big Red weekend, too. A lot of people are even hearing just that this is where Newbie really got hooked on Nebraska. What is all involved in this Big Red weekend? A lot of people just hear these words and assume it's this recruiting trip. Can you break it down for us about what these coaches and what the university does during this weekend?
Well, you know what's interesting about Big Red weekend is it is brand new. I mean, this is something that first-year recruiting coordinator Ross Ellis has brought to the table. Now, Nebraska traditionally in the past has had a junior day, and they have done their summer camps, and they've encouraged players to come in on unofficial visits. But typically, after the summer camps were ended, you start talking about a 4 to 6 week hiatus where the Nebraska coaches were just off, and they're getting some personal time off, you know, spending time with the family, splitting time with other coaches, spending some time in the office. But they, you know, fall camp was looking them dead in the face along with the season following. So it was a little bit of time off for those guys. But this junior day, I would say, in other words, Big Red Weekend, was another effort to just give them a reason to grab and bring more players on campus. Now, from what I can tell from talking to players like Locatour and Banderas, who I've talked to quite a bit over the process, this one was really more about just a social gathering. Bringing these guys together. I mean, they had as many committed players in town as they had non-committed players in town, which was actually tells you a lot about the core and the relationships that are being built right now in the 2013 class. So I think more or less this was more about meet some of the players, definitely talk to the coaches, meet the commitments, because they're obviously trying to sell the program to these non-committed players. And I think that people that wanted 3, 4, 5 commitments out of the weekend, I think that they were shooting a little too high. I know they came away with two, with the long snapper and Nathan Jerry, but eventually a guy like Newbie, you know, who was also there, got in. I think you're also going to see some other guys down the road here that potentially could jump in from that weekend or also from the summer camp, like a Johnny Stanton, who potentially could be committing, you know, sometime in the next week.
Brian Munson from the Big Red Report joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, one more question from me. the stars. Right now, Nebraska has their handful of four stars, majority of three stars. Last five star anybody likes to look back on is Marlon Lucky. That didn't turn out so well. How do you, I guess, embrace this class, and how do you, I guess, talk this up nationally when you're seeing schools like USC, Texas, UCLA even's getting a couple five stars? Is this something where it's okay that Nebraska's building on three and four stars? Do you think this can get them back to where they want to be?
You know, I like what Bo Pelini's doing in Lincoln, and I think that, number one, it doesn't hinge on getting five-star recruits necessarily, but really fitting more of a profile that Bo is looking for. And I think Bo is looking, you know, number one, for what that player can do for him on the field, but number two, he's looking for a personality and for a fit for what they want to do in Lincoln. I don't think he's interested in bringing in a five-star guy if, number one, he feels like he isn't going to fit personality-wise and something that's just not going to match what they are trying to do in Lincoln. And number two, I know he's definitely not interested in bringing any disciplinary issues. I know that you've got to pass the character test with him. And if there's any reason at all for him to cut bait and walk away, I don't think Nebraska has any problem in doing that. I think for that reason alone, just for the fact that you're looking at more of a away-from-the-field type situation, and Bo making sure he's setting himself up to where he doesn't have to keep an eye on, you know, guys 3-4 years down the road that potentially could be out there getting into trouble because they could have found something when they were recruiting the kid. I think Bo is, you know, it's kind of a stitching time, so to speak, where you're just making sure you're bringing in the right guys. And I actually compared him, you know, with Bill Callahan recently as to, you know, what Bo Pelini's done, you know, with getting guys into the office before they take off from their unofficial visit, whether it's Big Red Weekend or other unofficial visits, and the success that he's having by bringing them into his office before they leave the campus. A lot of those guys are ending up Nebraska commitments now, and I think he's having them, you know, a traditional tremendous success rate of getting those guys to commit and getting them in the class before they leave Lincoln and potentially go visit someplace else.
Brian, thanks for taking the time. We know you have a busy schedule, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes here this morning in the Doug and Daddy Show.
Great. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Brian Munson, HuskerOnline.com, or you can follow him on Twitter, at Big Red Brian. And, boy, the depth of knowledge there is amazing. Jeff, we got to pay the bills before we move on in this show.
Yeah, we're taking you up to the noon hour. And, of course, where do you want to get your lunch today? That's at Big Deli's Deli. You got one location here at the top of the hill in Kearney, two in Hastings, 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street. Home of a bazillion sandwiches.
A bazillion.
Bazillion.
A bazillion.
You've got so many different toppings and types of breads, sides, and salads you want. You can get the number 21. That's my favorite. That's the smokehouse combo with turkey, roast beef, pork, and bacon.
Hmm.
I know Spencer, he likes the Big Red combo, the number 25, pepperoni, roast beef, and pastrami. Greg, what's your favorite sandwich number? Just
anything with bacon.
Anything with bacon.
I think 20, you like, is that like 28, 29, 12, somewhere in there? 12. Thank you.
12. The bacon club combo with ham turkey and Hormel bacon. So you can get chips and drinks as well. So it's all there. Chocolate chip cookies at Big Deli's Deli. Two locations in Hastings, one in Kearney.
Perfect. We're going to go take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, and we'll cover more when we come back.
Capture and share the action of the X Games with the Sony NEX5N. It's DSLR quality from a camera that fits in your pocket. With the interchangeable lens system, you'll always be able to capture what inspires you, no matter where you're sitting, and record all of the madness in full 1080 HD video. From X Games action to stunning scenery to fun with your friends, the NEX5N's full-size sensor will get you large, beautiful images every time. Head over to sony.com/NEX to learn more.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akolmonab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
When it comes to wings, HK Sports Bar and Grill is Wing City. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to come in and try our great New York-style wings. Plump wings, deep-fried any way you want. Brew battered, spicy, or traditional, or naked and dipped in one of our savory sauces. In fact, on Thursdays, you get a pound of wings and a pint of beer for just $9. HK Sports Bar and Grill, where you'll see every game of every sport every day.
Come on in, let the games begin.
He found out he was going to the All-Star game about the same time the Major League All-Stars found out themselves.
You remember dialing in and qualifying for the All-Star game trip?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What if I said you won it?
Well, thank you very much.
That's Bill Stroud of Kearney, winner of game tickets, home run derby tickets, legends and futures game tickets, and fan fest tickets. That's $300 walking around money. And after the All-Star break, we have more 2012 Royals tickets to give away. So text your entry to win. Royals 945 to 90210. Brought to you by Ben Engel Construction, Platte River Radio, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Heat advisory continues today. Sunny, hot, 102, a bit cooler this weekend. Highs in the 80s, maybe a scattered storm or two. From the Weather Center, I'm Steve Willenhouse. Right now, 88.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where all of our friends, including Brian Munson, fed by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Try a real fruit smoothie, the perfect drink to keep you going all day long with real fruit, low-fat yogurt made to your specifications in their kitchens. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart on 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Our poll question today, did the fans get it right in picking you, Darvish, right for the All-Star team? Yes or no?
That's a good question.
There's obviously a great debate on every year when it comes to the Major League All-Star rosters as to, you know, why the managers don't choose. Personally, I'm a traditionalist. It's been one of the unique I remember as a kid going to Royals games at Kauffman Stadium, and you got the little punch card that the Major League Baseball would give out. Maybe they still do it that way. The other debate has been, should Bryce Harper have been added to the roster? He's been fun to watch. He's 19.
He's got a couple coming down the road, I think.
So, well, yes, Joe.
I actually saw if you would tweet, like, they would have these promoted hashtags, like freeze please, would actually count as one vote, or like Bryson 12 was Bryce Harper's promoted tweet, and if you actually tweeted that, you would get an official vote. So I think it was still a mixture of the punch cards, but now you're seeing more social media involved in it. Going back to our poll question yesterday, our poll question was, who will win the men's draw at Wimbledon? 41% picked Roger Federer. That looked good this morning. He advanced past Novak Djokovic, who was second, with 35%. Andy Murray, who's currently leading two sets over Joe Wilfred Tsonga, was third with 24%. Now, you can vote on our question every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. 500 points just for signing up, 20 for the poll question. You can get great prizes like pizzas and T-shirts and Royals tickets. We're also just put on the point store the limited edition copies of the 2012 All-Star Game program. We'll also be giving away four of these Monday and Tuesday of next week on the Doug and Daddy Show, so watch out for that.
We are in the stretch run of the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. Greg Shea and Spencer Schubert in for Doug, who was he's out for the weekend and doesn't get back until Tuesday, so you're going to have to put up with this for a little bit. We are joined in studio now by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, in Josh Howgie. What a coincidence that I would have somebody in from the Storm before this thing's over. Seems a little self-serving, doesn't it? But he's a good guy. He's fun to talk to, and people wonder, what do you do in the off season? I know they ask me as if there's nothing that happens. It's couldn't be further from the truth, huh? We're not just jumping out of airplanes, are we?
No, we're getting ready for, you know, each season with, you know, a lot of different things. Just by, we had the draft, we prepared for that. We had that
now the big thing is just getting the players ready, getting their housing families set up, making sure they're set up with school. We have six players that will be in high school next year, so got to make sure that their academics are first, and then dealing with colleges and just, you know, looking for different guys. We're talking to different scouts and agents that are, you know, trying to, you know, push their guys, whether they're from, you know, I talked to a player today from Sweden. So it's just, you know, staying on the phone and keeping busy and trying to find that one player that's going to be a difference maker for us.
The probably the big question every year for any team is that depth of you know, the veterans. And your best guess right now, knowing you're still working that roster, you still have time before you have to officially release a roster. But, you know, do you think there's any magic number of your 23-man roster you end the season with? And some guys are aged out of the deal. They can't come back because they're going on to college. But do you look for a number? Do you like to have 8 guys back, 10 guys back? I mean, the more the merrier?
Yeah, well, for us, I think we were such a young team that it's going to be a higher number than most teams this season. But I think in the ideal world, you know, and as we build for the future here, we'd like to be about half. You know, if you can be at the 11, 12 mark of guys returning and then bringing in new guys and new blood and, you know, making it a new hockey team, because it definitely is fun as a coach each year to get the new guys in and to work with them.
And how much does that take into effect, having that many come back? Like you said, you might have more than the average team in the USHL this year. I know, obviously, once you took over, this team took off, got into the playoffs. It was a fantastic run to get back in from where the team was at earlier in the season. How much does that run help, knowing that a lot of those guys are going to be back?
Well, the nice thing for me was we used that second half as a tryout for all those guys, and we talked to them about that numerous times, that, hey, this is going to determine if you're going to stay with the program or if we're going to go in a different direction. And I think just them winning and them having the success that they did have, and they really earned it. They worked really extremely hard and did a great job for us. Puts us in a great spot and ahead of most teams heading into next season.
Losing a goaltender like Wilcox, obviously, you know, you think about the nucleus of a sports team. If it's baseball, it's your, you know, who's going to be the first guy in the rotation. If it's a football team, it's who's going to be under center. And in hockey, obviously, between the pipes is a big piece. And Wilcox obviously headed now to the University of Minnesota. Doesn't mean the cupboard's bare by any means. That's certainly, I'm sure, been a big focus this summer.
Yeah, I think that's our number one focus at this point, is making sure we're solid there. And, you know, Christian had a great experience last year here. He, you know, got to watch Adam and really learn from him. And he's training hard and putting himself in a good position to take over. But at the same point, there's going to be competition when he gets here. And we're expecting, you know, one of our draft picks, Philip Lair, and, you know, possibly a couple other guys to come in and battle with him.
Spencer Schubert, Greg Shea in for Doug Duda on the Doug and Daddy Show on this hot and steamy Friday here in the hinterlands of America in central Nebraska. And we are joined by Josh Howgie, head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm. And we could probably sit here and talk hockey, but I should be, before we open the mics back up, there are other topics to hammer out before we end the show. So, Josh, we're going to test your knowledge when it comes to other sports. What other sports do you follow? I mean, outside of hockey, what if you're going to sit down and watch something, is there what other, you know, is there a certain other sport that growing up in Minnesota that you like to sit down? Because you were exposed to all of them, you know, with the Vikings and the Twins and the Timberwolves and so forth.
I'll pretty much follow anything. And I mean, when it's a national event, you know, with like something like the Euro Cup, I'd even follow soccer. I mean, I'm not a fan of that, but if it's a big sporting event, I like to follow it. And, you know, whether it's MMA or baseball or basketball, I like to follow everything.
And you just had MMA a little bit in your own arena. Did you get some time to watch that a little bit as RFA3 hit the Viero Event Center?
Yeah, I was there, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's a great thing to see, and, you know, to meet the fighters and to kind of see the behind-the-scenes stuff is very interesting, them getting ready for the weigh-ins and stuff. I thought it was a great experience, and I'd be happy to go again if it's in Kearney again.
Are you a baseball fan?
I do. The Twins are struggling a little bit this year, so, but yeah, I'm a big Twins fan.
Well, one of the topics I think that we'd be remiss if we didn't touch on before we wrap up this show is you're heading into the really the All-Star, the last set of games before you hit the All-Star break. You have to laugh a little bit because you think of the break. It's, 3 days total and barely enough time for anybody to really rest. But there are some interesting storylines, I think, developing. The Twins, unfortunately, aren't one of the storylines, Coach. But the Mets, the Pirates, the Orioles, those three teams alone, and I think of teams when I was a kid growing up, especially the Pirates and the Orioles, they were always in the hunt. It's neat to see them either leading or towards the top of their respective division. The Nationals have been an unbelievable story. You go on and on, but the All-Star break's coming up. And ESPN ran almost like a bracket that you could vote on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Jeff, maybe you know, where those they had maybe predetermined great All-Star moments. Now, as a kid, I loved watching the All-Star game. I find myself watching less and less over the years. Anybody here share your great – anybody have a great All-Star moment?
I personally got to go with what Pedro Martinez was able to do back when he was with the Red Sox. He came in. He was the starting pitcher. And in the top of the first inning, I can't even remember what year it was. I know it was the same year Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were chasing Maris's record. Both of them ended up breaking that record. But that All-Star game that year, Pedro Martinez struck both of them out along with a third guy that it might have been Pujols at the time that was just – something that the entire stadium erupted before we were even in the bottom half of that first inning. That definitely gave me some goosebumps for that game.
So you're looking at, the kind of the mid to later in the 90s when that one. The moment was 1955. Stan Musial, hitting home run was the moment everybody voted on. The moment I was thinking or the performance was Bo Jackson in 1989. You know, he hits a home run, he steals a base, he throws. I mean, he just did everything both on the offensive side and defensive side. It was in there, but it didn't win. And of course, that was the. I'm probably just way too old for you guys, but that was kind of the year of Bo Knows, the Nike campaign that ran. So the All-Star break's coming up. Anybody, you excited about the All-Star game? Do you watch it, Josh, at all?
You know, I watch just for the implications of the World Series, but other than that, I don't. You know, I'm not that in tuned and not that aware of who's even in the lineup at this point.
I feel really bad because I'm looking at the Minnesota Twins and knowing you're from Minnesota. Yeah, things are pretty tough, aren't they? 35-40, and I've been a lifelong Royals fan, and of course the All-Star game is in our backyard in Kansas City. Huge for that city, huge for this area. But the Royals are even on top of the Twins. To sit here right now and say the Royals are only 7.5 games out, it doesn't feel all that bad. If you're a Twins fan, you're more than that at this point. Jeff is signaling to me.
Hey, I'm going to give you my All-Star moments first.
Perfect.
Oh, in 2001, you remember Cal Ripken in his last All-Star game hitting that home run.
That
for me,
awesome.
You know, I was 11, so that was kind of cool. The next year, I'm sure.
Thanks for the reference again, Jeff, age-wise.
How'd you like this one in 02 when Torrey Hunter, when he was a member of the Twins, robbing Barry Bonds at the wall? Those were two big ones for me as far as All-Star game moments. We actually have to go now to the Bruce Furniture family line. We've got Steve hanging on the line, and he's got a question for you guys.
Great. Steve, let's hear it.
Well, not exactly an All-Star question, but I wondered if you guys thought that the King, Albert Pujols, has been worth his $240 million here at the halfway mark. And then I have one other quick question for you. Would you consider blowing up appliances as a sporting event? I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Did you say blowing up appliances?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
That's it's like the question about the competitive eating, which the guy this guy who won over the weekend, he ate what 68 hot dogs. I don't know. I'm gonna probably say no. Pujols is a great. I jotted down in preparation different what I thought were mid-season storylines and Pujols in no particular order for me. Is definitely one of those interesting storylines. He's batting 273. He's got 13 homers. Both are really low numbers for him. But when you look at it, his team is 46-37. They're four games back, and you know, and then you look down at, well, what's St. Louis doing? You know, the team that he left, they're 44-39, and I'm sure when it's all said and done, he will make that adjustment. So, is he worth it? Yeah, let's give him the season. You know, he jumped from the National League to the American League. His team is very much in it at the break, even though his numbers are not what they normally are.
And that just shows you what one player can do. I mean, a guy that gets shipped off to L.A. like that, it's a completely different lifestyle, too. St. Louis and Los Angeles, I'd say those are two different towns for a guy to go to and get accustomed to. So I think Albert Pujols is coming around. And as far as the appliance thing, if you're going to do that, I'd say the 4th of July is the time to do it with all the fireworks. Not a bad time.
He did say appliances, did he not?
I think he did.
I'm thinking of the Dave Letterman dropping things off the roof of the, you know, at the theater where they do the show in New York City. I've never thought of it as a sport. I felt like kicking some of my own appliances around, but little did I know that might be or could be a sport of any sort.
Well, before we get back with General Manager and Head Coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, we want to say that this segment is brought to you by the Midway Auto Group of Nebraska and Kearney. It treats the needs of each individual customer with great concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a new car, not a used car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those expectations each and every time. Let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence. The finance staff at Midway, they will get you a low-interest automobile loan by working with a network of lenders. They make our customers' dreams of owning a Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram a reality. Receive an automobile loan that you can afford by filling out their secure online finance application. But, Coach, I got to ask you one of the best questions I thought of over the break here. The bald heads in Kearney, Nebraska, or at least the Tri-City area. Now you came in and you brought something to the table, but I got a couple competitors with you. We got Coach Calling over at Kearney Catholic. That is a dome.
It's very bald.
It's very bald.
Yep.
And then Coach Bronick up in Ravenna. I think those are the two guys I'm going to put you in there with. How would you describe why your bald head might be the top in Kearney, Nebraska?
Well, first, I mean, I think that it's a great look no matter, you know, who has it.
By the way, you just shaved, didn't you, today?
I did. Yeah.
No stubble TV. Today.
You know, I don't know. I probably am in third of those three, but I mine's you know, it was kind of forced on me. It didn't really have a choice. It was either to grow it down on the sides or just go straight down and that's kind of what we did. So never really been asked that one, but I guess you go with what you got, and I don't got much, so I'm going to go with this.
He's Josh Howgie, the head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm, and in studio with us in these final minutes of the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully not the final minutes of the show. Hopefully we've not derailed this thing. I'm Greg Shea along with Spencer Schubert. And Spencer, we appreciate you taking the time, and Doug will be back in the chair on Tuesday. So you'll have to put up with this for a couple of more days. Things that we're not going to get to today, but the big, I guess, as you go into the weekend, obviously the All-Star Game coming up next week. We'll have a chance to talk more about that on Monday. Wimbledon. I don't know if you're following Wimbledon or not, but I think Federer winning and advancing to the final is going to be a big storyline, and we'll know on Monday if he wins another Wimbledon grass court title. I would think that as we hit the All-Star break, and one other big storyline. I know the Pujols thing is big, but the Phillies in last place. I think that's as big a story as you go to the break in last place, and there's still experts not counting them out. I mean, they're going to get Howard back. Utley's he is back, but they're kind of using him a couple of days here, a couple of days there. They're going to get Halliday's going to be back, and at some point, Cliff Lee's going to have to win some games, even though he's only won one to this point. And then the last story for you to ponder is this story about Steven Strasburg, the phenomenal pitcher of the Nationals, and the decision that will come later. Will he pitch beyond the 160 innings? And last check, I think he's at 93 innings right now. He's 9-3. He's under 3 in the ERA category, and he's going to pitch at the All-Star game. That's going to be a great debate. They're saying once they get to the 160, you know, he's done.
And I'm surprised they're letting him pitch in the All-Star game if you're the Nationals. I mean, I've seen guys back out of this game back before it meant something if they had a hangnail. So the fact that he's got an inning limit and they're going to let him throw one in the All-Star game, that says something about what this means for the fans and what this means even for the community of Kansas City to be able to host this game.
Kansas City will be the host, and that's right in our backyard. This very station right here sent somebody to go to that All-Star game. What fun that's going to be. Josh, thanks for taking the time on this Friday. Stay cool.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's an interesting experience with this heat.
Spencer, it's been fun, my friend. Jeff, I hope we didn't derail it. I'll be back on Monday as your stand-in host of the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Mr. Basketball if you're in town for that. This is ESPN's 1460 AM and the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.